A Lenten devotional for March 25th, 2020, based on Psalm 147, verses 1 to 11, by the Reverend Dr. Carolyn J. Jones. Reading Psalm 147 seems a bit like preparing for or listening to the pastoral prayer offered during corporate worship. The prayer is directed to God, but it needs to connect with the people. So great is God's power, so broad the range of the Creator's care and activity, that anyone who is paying attention will almost inevitably be moved to be generous with praise. Since time doesn't ordinarily allow for exhaustive lists to be spoken aloud, the one who prays and praises can be tempted to yield to what English teachers used to critique as glittering generalities. So some specifics need to be cited. Here the psalmist deals with this dilemma by identifying, in particular, a number of ways in which God's goodness is made known. The one who is the great God of Israel also cares for outcasts and the brokenhearted. The God of creation not only counts and names the stars in the heavens, but also makes the rain fall and the grass grow, and sees to it that each bird and animal is fed. In all these ways, and countless others, God is simply being God. But according to the psalmist, a kind of divine delight is generated when people such as we are moved to love and honor God with our praise. How will we give God pleasure today? Following the example of the psalmist, offer your own song of praise, giving thanks for something remarkable in the created order that amazes, pleases, or surprises you, committing to God's care at least one brokenhearted or downtrodden individual or group, expressing gratitude for a plant or animal that enriches your life, and acknowledging one particular way in which you have experienced God's love. Praise the Lord.